present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and David Jacobs in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, we're delighted to welcome back after a few weeks' break, David Jacobs, who's come back to do battle once again. Against Derek, Pete and Clement, who have played the game for 2 or 3 years. Peter, I'm just remind you, of course, they're going to speak it again, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. And the subject is A Night on the Tiles. Would you talk about it now? 60 seconds, starting now.
Oh, it's a delightful old phrase, Edwardian, even Victorian, perhaps, describing, as it does, probably, the kind of picture that Donald McGill drew for those postcards of fat, beery-faced men leaning against bending lampposts and possibly wearing old-fashioned evening dress.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition, possibly.
Derek Nimmo had a correct challenge, so he gains a point. And he takes over the subject, and there are 42 seconds, Derek, for A Night on the Tiles, starting now.
I think A Night on the Tiles will be frightfully uncomfortable. Can you imagine? I work up the staircase, up the drainpipe, onto the roof.
David Jacobs.
Not up
and
again.
Yes, up there, isn't it? Yeah,
so we give him the up and a point, and 34 seconds, A Night on the Tiles, David, starting now.
My cat is a very large blue Persian called Smokey. With large...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Large.
Yes, everything was too large in his house.
It is a very large cat.
There are 28 seconds, A Night on the Tiles, Derek, starting now.
Emerging from the skylight with one's pillow, a blanket, and a nice, clean sheet, I lie on the tiles, looking up at the cloudless...
Clement Freud has challenged. What is your challenge?
Another up.
Yes. 18 seconds for you, Clement, on A Night on the Tiles, starting now.
I once saw in Helsinki a game of human chess in which there were large marble tiles on the ground and the knights and rooks and kings.
David Jacobs is challenged.
I thought he was hesitating rather
long. I would agree and give you the subject back and say you have 3 seconds, A Night on the Tiles, David, starting now.
The roof of the house is...
At the end of the first round, David Jacobs has a lead over the others. And Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is My Best Joke. 60 seconds, starting now.
My best joke involves an Englishman, an Irishman, a Scotsman, a Welshman, a Catholic, a nonconformist, 2 Jews, an alligator.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of Jews. Either repetition or anti-Semitism.
Or discrimination. Derek, I tell you what we'll do. The audience enjoyed it so much, we give you one of those bonus points I occasionally award for a clever challenge, but as he didn't deviate, he should keep the subject. So there are 46 seconds on my best joke, Clement, starting now.
And the third man from the left said to his friend, would you, given the chance, take the bathroom plug, place it on the back of a tortoise, and remove yourself to Penzance?
David Jacobs, a challenge.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm awfully sorry about this, Clement, but I have actually, in honesty, heard you tell a very much better story. I guess pretty poor.
I think, in all honesty, I've got to admit, I never tell the same joke twice, and this is currently my best joke.
There's always an answer to justify everything, isn't there? Which gives the chairman an impossible situation.
Just don't tell us any of the not-so-good jokes.
I think I'll do what I did before. Give David Jacobs a point for good challenge. All right, then give him the subject as well, with the point. 34 seconds, David, my best joke, starting now.
Peter Murray, who is a joke himself, his vital statistics, because he's played so many gramophone records, are 33, 45, and 78, and that's only his head, was once seen bending over Mick Jagger, who was lying at the back of the stage.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Deviation.
This is my best joke. What are you talking about?
Will you justify your deviation?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
If your mind's as bad as that...
It is, isn't it? I was trying to be erased from the program.
The audience didn't laugh, so they don't know what's going on in your mind. Only you know that, and you're laughing at your own filthy joke, and we'll let David Jacobs have a point for a wrong challenge and say there are 16 seconds left. My best joke, David, starting now.
His head was on the...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
That's only his head, repetition head.
His head, yes. You gave the vital statistics to his head a while
ago. Oh, quite right.
Oh, yes, I did. 14 seconds, Derek. My best joke starting now.
Into this little church in Ireland came from a circus.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Clement. You have nine seconds on my best joke starting now.
So the bus conductor said there are no more tuppenny tickets... And the woman explained...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
It's not... We've already had established his best joke. It's all about this tortoise.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with the tortoise. Now we're talking about... So it's a different subject.
And I would think I would agree with you this is a different joke. And so... You have 3 seconds now on my best joke starting now.
Two monks passing one another's street.
Clement Freud has challenged.
It didn't seem like the same joke he started on...
No, it didn't sound like the same.
Well, it was a church. I only got as far as the church.
You said two monks going down the street the other time.
Well, they were outside the church. They were just coming in. If you let me tell it.
You said a church.
Yes. Anyway, Nicholas, it was a repetition of monks, wasn't it? If he can't have two Jews, you can't have two
priests. The priest was inside. The monks came in to see him.
If he couldn't have two Jews.
And I'll tell you the end of it. As they come in...
Wasn't the same joke.
Wasn't the same joke.
Same joke.
You like, I'll put it to the audience.
Well, just let me finish the joke.
Shall I put it to the audience? Would you like to put it to the audience?
Put it to the audience.
There we go.
All right. I think it was a different joke. If you think it was, will you cheer? And if you think it wasn't the same joke, in other words, you're on Derek Nimmer's side, you boo, and all do it together now. Good, you are an unstable start, aren't you? Derek Nimmer, they're on your side. You have a point and 2 seconds on my best joke starting now.
My best joke will be very well received if I was allowed to tell it.
Whether the little partisanship from the part of the audience there helped Derek Nimmer to gain a number of points in that
I
round.
I thought all the audience, though.
Most of them anyway. And so he has a lead at the end of that round. Well done. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? The subject, amusing guest. That's rather apt, isn't it? That's the subject that's come up. And would you talk on it 60 seconds starting now?
Quite really important to have amusing guests. We have one tonight on this programme, Mr. David Jacobs, and how pleasant it is for us to have him here as a victim. You see, normally he lords it on that radio programme that he has, and he shouts at everybody and bosses everybody.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition programme.
Yes, and I don't think he shouts and bosses.
I like programmes to be repeated, but in this instance, I don't think it was.
Peter, you have a point in the subject. 45 seconds, amusing guests starting now.
I can remember thousands of them, and I'll try and give you their names. George...
Oh, Peter, you didn't try hard enough.
No.
Clement Freud's challenge first.
The idea rather amused me, and I got carried away by it.
39 seconds, Clement, on amusing guests starting now.
I've always found that a dinner party is the best way of amusing guests, is to get a poached egg and balance it on your head while you serve champagne cocktails, red wine, and white liqueurs to those assembled in your sitting room or wherever it is that you are producing the celebrities to which you've invited them. But there are people who consider truffles are much more suitable. A friend of mine called Wilfred R. Henson...
Peter Jones is challenged.
I don't believe there are any people who believe that it's better to put truffles on your head than poached eggs.
Truffles are much cleaner.
Utterly ridiculous. I quite agree, Peter. I don't know what he was talking about.
We're talking about the comparative merits of truffles and poached eggs.
You were. We're talking about the subject amusing guests, and that is the subject, so Peter has a point, and he has 12 seconds starting now.
And if you can balance something on your nose as you serve these various sweetmeats and other delicacies, savouries, bits of things on biscuits, crackers, toast...
So Pete Jones got some points in that round and he's moved forward. At last, he's still in fourth place. David Jacobs and Clement Freud are equal in second place, both 2 points behind Derek Nimmo. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject, New York. Would you talk about it? 60 seconds, starting now.
I happen to like New York. It's got a very bad press lately, but I think it's a great pity that they haven't publicized some of the marvelous things about the city, like the Free Theater in Central Park, where great stars like George C. Scott and Stacey Keach...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of like.
Yes, I'm afraid there were. I think it was a tough challenge, but there we are, Clement. You have the subject, and you have 43 seconds on New York, starting now.
One of the most extraordinary things about New York is that people say, beware of muggers. And when I was last there, I did, in fact, heed this advice very carefully.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of advice.
No.
Wasn't it? Didn't you repeat advice?
No.
Oh, it must be an echo.
Sorry, Peter. 34 seconds, Clement.
Walking down 6th Avenue at dusk, I brushed against a man and suddenly thought, my wallet. I put my hand inside my jacket pocket and discovered the receptacle of my notes had, in fact, disappeared, followed the person hurrying away, grasped him by the neck and said, give it to me. And he was awfully decent and returned it. I went to my hotel, looked at it, and found that it was his and not mine. And then, looking through another suit, I discovered...
Well, whether it was true or not, Clement, it's a very good story, and it also gained you points.
Then I found my own wallet in the suit I'd worn the previous day.
So you'd never
and in fact, the man thought that I was mugging him. It's a very strange
That's a story.
Thing. Yes.
And you begin the next round, Clement. What I would say if I were not on the air. That's a good subject that Ian's thought of, isn't it? Clement, will you talk on it 60 seconds starting now?
If you're wanting for to shine in the high aesthetic climb, as a man of culture rare, you must set up...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Was it?
Yes, there was.
Oh, no, this is what I would do if I were not on the air. You're absolutely allowed to repeat yourself.
But at the present
yourself.
Moment, you are on the air playing just a minute, talking about what I would say if I were not on the air, so that was a hesitation.
Neatly thought out.
Yeah. 52 seconds on what I would say if I were not on the air, Derek, starting now.
What I would say if I was not on the air...
Clement Freud.
If I were not on the air, it's a deviation.
What I would say if I were not on the air.
And he said, if I was not.
I did, yes, I did.
Yes, so Derek, Clement, you have another point, and there are 47 seconds on what I would say if I were not on the air, starting now.
What I would say if I were not on the air would be practically nothing at all, because it would be so totally worthless. No check would come at the end of the week. No director would wave at me requesting me to finish my monologue. Derek Nimmo, David Jacobs, Peter Jones would ignore me totally because we would not be panelists together on this great game of Just a Minute, which goes out on Thursdays and Tuesdays, and as often as not in New Zealand, Cyprus, and South Africa, let alone Australia, is repeated at regular
intervals. David Jacobs has challenged.
I think he said repeated. Did he say repeated?
Repeated on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It goes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It doesn't say it's repeated on Thursday from being originated on Tuesday, alas. It did sound repetitious. It was going out so
it
often,
did.
I
yes,
quite
I
agree.
Thought it never stopped repeating.
It was a very repetitious thought, but he didn't actually repeat anything.
It sounded very boring, actually, too. sounded rather worse even than the
actually,
stuff he talks when he's on the air.
Actually, Peter, I wasn't bored. I was thinking of all the money I might be getting if it was true what he was saying.
No, I see, yes. Yes, well, I wasn't thinking of that.
Oh, well, all right, then we'll get on with the game, shall we? 14 seconds, still with you, Clement. What I would say if I were not on the air, starting now.
Being tone dumb or unable to produce a note, if I were not on the air, I would not say so much, but sing. Nobody has ever heard me produce a note, and this is something which is very...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I've heard him produce a note. Crackle, crackle it went as it came out of this wallet.
Well, one of those difficult decisions because you've now twisted the whole thing, and I think he was quite clearly talking about musical notes, so I must give him a point and say there's half a second left what I would say if I were not on the air for half a second starting now.
Good evening.
Clement Freud's been doing a lot of talking just recently, and you will not be surprised to hear he's gained a lot of points, and he has a commanding lead at the end of that round. David Jacobs, will you begin the next round? The subject is mice. Will you go on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
Mice are small rodents. They have four legs. You find them in various places, like cupboards where you keep food. If you see them there, they leave little calling cards. Little...
Clement Freud is charged.
Deviation.
Yes.
They leave little calling cards whether you see them there or not.
But I think it would be perfectly true to say that if they saw you there, they'd be so frightened they'd leave a very big calling card. So whether they see you or not, they still leave calling cards, and probably more likely to if you see them there. So 47 seconds, still with you, David. Mice, starting now.
Small black pellets.
Derek Nimmo's chat.
Repetition of small.
Yes.
No, I said little.
Little.
I said little. Didn't say that small.
That's right.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. So, Derek, wrong challenge, and David Jacobs keeps the subject, and there are 44...
Small rodents to begin with.
Yes, but that's too late now. There are 44 seconds left on mice, starting now.
Harvest mice, field mice, house mice. Mice being the plural of mouse. If you see several mice, you know that you are in trouble. Am I in trouble now? Very off-putting. Derek Nimmo was leaning round, staring at
me.
He was looking all mousy-eyed at me.
Yes. You were in real trouble, David.
I was in
the audience
trouble.
Knew it. You knew it, and Derek Nimmo knew it. He looked right at you because he's sitting beside you. Derek, you have the subject, 32 seconds, mice, starting now.
I'm absolutely plagued with mice at the moment. My house is ridden with them. I'm now in the wild around the Tiangy Valley. If I sometimes... And the little case, the old whiskers. Go, shut up, go off.
David Jacobs, challenge you first.
You could have let a rubbish and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah, that... Hesitation.
I don't know what hesitation.
Like. Yes, 26 seconds, David, on mice, starting now.
My children used to keep white mice with little pink...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of little.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes, this time it's right. 22 seconds, mice, Clement, starting now.
My children used to keep little white mice with small noses in cages which were fashioned of wood and wire and shavings, also sawdust, so that the mice...
Peter Jones has challenged.
The cage wasn't fashioned with sawdust. May have been filled with it, but it can't have been fashioned with it.
Well done, Peter. You have the subject. And there are 7 seconds for you on mice, starting now.
When I hear the word mice, my mind goes back to that great and good man, St. Martin, who befriended so many.
Peter was speaking when the whistle went, but I'm afraid he's still training a little, and Clement Freud's still in a commanding lead. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is the local pub. I know you like to write them down. I'll give you time on this occasion. Local pub, 60 seconds, starting now.
The local pub is a tremendously English institution. There's nothing quite like it, I suppose, anywhere in the world. I have one very near to me called the Devonshire Arms, with a very jolly landlady of whom I'm the most familiar terms, who greets me with open, outstretched limbs and thrusts them round my neck, gives me a great big kiss on my lips and fills me with excitement. I say, half a bit of peas.
What?
That has got to be deviation.
Why?
Well, it'd be better than kissing the landlord, isn't it, anyway?
Why shouldn't the landlady kiss him on the lips and fill him with excitement? What's devious about that?
I thought it was the landlord.
I thought it was, too.
But I thought the landlord was a woman. It doesn't matter. I don't think you'll be here.
Well, you obviously go to the same kind of pub that he goes to.
I must say, if he treats all her customers like that, she must have a very exhausting life. 36 seconds on the local pub, Derek, starting now.
They have a dear slogan on the wall saying, please don't expectorate here, which I think is a charming way of dissuading one from doing something rather nasty. The floor is fashioned with sawdust because they put upon it.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Can't have a floor fashioned with sawdust.
They're feeding it into your hands, Peter. Well done. I quite agree.
I only put it in for his benefit.
I know.
Peter's trying to win the game on sawdust.
No, on fashion. There are 18 seconds, Peter, for you on the local pub starting now.
Well, the local pub, of course, is only local to the people living in the vicinity. To everybody else travelling from far away, it's an exciting new place to visit. And so the one that is just round the corner from you may be all too familiar to you when the landlady may...
Well done, Peter. You fashioned your words well then, and you finished when the whistle went, got an extra point, and it's your turn to begin. The subject, quiet. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now? Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, a rotten bit of hesitation had to be, doesn't it, really?
Yes, it has.
I wasn't hesitating. I was just experiencing it. I wanted you to see what it was like to be quiet for a moment or two. Then I was going to thank you very much.
And I think the audience feel, because of Peter's clever demonstration, he should keep the subject. Would you agree with that, audience?
Yes.
So I'm going to let him keep it and say there's 56 seconds on Quiet Peter starting now.
I'd like to invite you all to a quiet evening. Just bring along pregnant silences. Don't have any drinks or food. Just sit around.
Peter Derek Nimmo challenge.
Peter Derek Nimmo challenges on the repetition of Just.
Measurement of what?
Just.
Derek, you have a point for that challenge, and there are 46 seconds left. Quiet, starting now.
It's terribly difficult to play this game if the chairman is so quiet.
Peter Jones has challenged.
We know it's terribly difficult to play this game, and we don't want to hear any heart-rending story about it. We just want him to get on and talk about quiet.
So what is your challenge?
Deviation. He's talking about what a difficult game this is to play.
Yes. So you have a...
Well, that's nothing to do with quiet.
But he didn't really have a chance to get underway, did he? All right, I'll give it back to you, because there are 23 seconds, Peter, with you on quiet starting now.
And if one could get quiet for long enough, one could perhaps...
David Jacobs, a
child. Well, I think because he's being so silly, he keeps getting it back. He keeps saying one, doesn't he?
And could.
But he said could, yes, actually. Could, yes. One I wouldn't allow, but could you can have. 16 seconds on quiet with you, David, starting now.
It is in...
David, Derek Nimmo.
Sorry, hesitation.
Yes, all right, Derek. 14 seconds on quiet starting now.
I know the chairman prefers me to be quiet, but sometimes I must say a tiny word to the audience because they perhaps one, two, maybe even three might like to hear me utter very quietly, and so I sit here cowering.
Well, a very interesting situation at the end of the final round, at the end of the show. David Jacobs, returning to play again, did extraordinarily well because he finished in third place, equal with Peter Jones, who was the winner last time he was here, but they were only 4 points behind. Actually, I've just seen something. They were second because they were only 4 points behind our equal winners, Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Castles.